In this session, we're going to consider what the causes of pressure might be on your business. We've discussed in another module, another session, what the symptoms feel like, but now we're going to look at what people believe the underlying causes are. What professional advisors tell me they believe the underlying causes of their painful symptoms are seem to start with the demands of the regulatory authorities, in this case the FSA. Another cause, they tell me, is the demand for further qualifications, either to reach the minimal level required in the industry today, or to move to a higher level where they think they will increase their credibility and their knowledge and skills, and be more marketable against their competition. So qualifications. They tell me that they believe a major cause to the pressure on them is that commissions are constantly being threatened. And with many industry providers of products, those commissions are becoming wafer thin, and that clearly feeds down to the advisor population. They believe that they get hit on a regular cyclical basis by a weak economy. Those of you watching this video and undergoing this program will have felt at least one major economic slump, and they hurt. And they believe, therefore, that's a major cause to the pressure that they feel in business. Another cause, they tell me, is the grand word disintermediation. What does that mean? It means, well, that somebody is cutting out the middleman. And in this case, the middleman is probably you, if you're an advisor or financial planner. And there's a lot of that disintermediation going on in the industry, and it will accelerate. And the product providers and service providers will gradually cut out the middleman wherever they can, because it's a cost, it's an overhead for them. They tell me another cause is rampant technology, whether it's intranet-based, internet-based, or in-office technology. It's all beginning to overwhelm them, and they believe that's a cause of stress as well as a symptom. They believe that servicing existing clients that they may have acquired many years ago has now become a debt on the business. It's actually costing them to service those clients, and therefore they believe that is an underlying cause to their pressure. They're also convinced that the competition is getting more sophisticated, more astute, and that they believe is again a cause as well as a symptom. They believe that politicians are a major cause of their problems, however that manifests itself through a regulatory authority or directly through tax or legislation. They simply believe that they are causes of the problem. And finally, going back to something we mentioned on a previous module, they believe that consumers are becoming more sophisticated, much more cynical, more searching of their questions, and have access to far more knowledge. And that, they believe, is an underlying cause of their problems. But you know, whilst all of those things are true, I believe that that is not the cause of the problems that you feel and that you face. I believe that this next graphic tells the greater truth. I believe, and I'm convinced that you'll understand and discover for yourself during the Entrepreneur Foundation and in the pillars that follow, that the cause of your problems lie within your business itself. Your business is the cause of your business problems. The way the business model is structured, the way it's being run, the way everything happens within and without, is the cause of the problems and the symptoms you're feeling. It is not the external forces, it's the internal workings of how you do things and why you do things and what is being done. That, I believe, you'll discover very quickly is where the cause of your problems lie. And our responsibility together is to address that cause, the real cause, and correct it forever.